Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Stars Cast, could you give us a little background on tarot cards, regular playing cards? Cartomancy is a strange name, and I don't think some of our listeners will understand what it is and understand the background of it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, tarot cards began back in the they began back in the 14th century. You know, when I went to look at doing card readings, I held the tarot cards, and they were the Rider-Waite ones, and they were so big and so clunky. I thought, oh, I can't do this. And you know, that was a long time ago because I've been reading cards for 32 years, and so you know, now they have all different kinds of quote unquote tarot cards that are, you know, totems and birds and trees and all kinds of stuff now, angel cards, everything out there. And of course the regular playing cards, which cartomancy is actually reading with regular playing cards, like you would, like if you were going to play poker, you use that deck. It's the regular ones. There are pictures on it, of course. You know, the King of Clubs, the King of Spades, the King of Hearts. It's just the regular deck. And, you know, cartomancy itself is just a method of divination, is a way of reading. And, you know, the bicycle company that developed their cards back in the 1880s, they began doing posters for the circus. And then they ventured off into making their own playing cards. And they still do cards. I mean, they still exist. There is a site out there. So, and I don't use tarot cards, probably because I just don't have, I just don't resonate with them. I don't have this feeling with them, because I have my own unique method of how to use them and the means that I use them for. And so that's a little bit about the background of them. You might know a little bit more, JC.
The only thing that I found out not too long ago was that the original playing cards came out of China several hundred years before they reached Europe, and it was the traders and the explorers who went to China and saw them being used and brought them back to Europe. And then they became popular in the royal court, and then the common people picked them up, and it went on from there and became what you understand as tarot. And yes, I do understand about the size of the cards. When I originally looked at the decks, they were humongous, and my hands are not that big, so I gave up. It wasn't until the tiny little itty-bitty deck came out that I was intrigued, and I bought one, but I still don't understand how it's done. But tell me, how do you use the cards to read, and do you use the whole deck?
Well, that's interesting, because there are a lot of people, and if you do a lot of searches on the internet, you'll find out that some people only use part of the deck. I use the whole deck, basically because, you know, I started off, as you know, JC, in astrology. So, you know, every house represents an area of your life. Well, you can designate a card to represent an area of your life. For example, say, for example, the Three of Clubs. To me, in my reading, is communication, business communication, news about something going on, not love news, because the love news would be a Three of Hearts. But the third house is communication. It could also mean short-distance trips, as you know, being the astrologer. You know, so I kind of related it to that. Every card that I have, except for the face cards, represents something that I compare to astrology, to the houses. And it's really good for me. It's good for timing. It makes sense. I can sit there and lay out cards and tell you what your day is going to be like. I can tell you who your first phone call is going to be for the day, who you're going to talk to. It really is very accurate. But the funny thing of it is, JC, is that, you know, I have my cards since this deck that I have is from 1981. Of course, I had to replace them because they've gotten so thin, and, you know, paper thin. I mean, like, oh, flipping around and all of that. And so I'll put in a new card, and, boy, I hate it because they're so stiff, they're so shiny, and they don't have my energy in them like all the other cards. So it takes me a little while to kind of get used to them, but I really love them. And when I started, and I'm probably jumping to a lot of questions that I know you have for me, but when I started doing this, I wrote on the card, like, you know, for example, Three of Hearts. That would be, yes, that would be a love communication, words of love, a love letter, okay? The Ace of Diamonds, for example, to me is the highest money card you can get. So if somebody's asking me a question about my business, how am I going to do, and, you know, that comes up in the reading, whoa, that's going to be really good for you, because the Ace of Diamonds, to me, is the highest card, money card in the deck. Now, you know, a lot of people that read regular cards, like playing cards like this, you know, they have their own, they have everything designated in their own way, and they lay them out in their own way. You can lay them out any way you want. You can do a card for the day. You can do, you know, like for me, which I will be doing in our blog shortly, is what I used to do. I go back to the magazine that we had, the e-zine. I used to do three cards for every sign in the zodiac in the magazine.
By the way,
each
month. Wait a minute, let me interrupt you. That's Mystic Living Today, and it's an e-zine online for our listeners.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, you're so good at doing that for me, my right-hand gal. But anyways, there's all different ways. There isn't a set way. You don't get a book with your cards. You have to kind of go seeking out and go online, and, oh, it's everywhere.
It's almost like you channel your own devices for reading.
Yes, exactly, because not everybody does it the way that I do it. The timing that I get from it. You know, you can do as many cards in the layout as you choose. It doesn't matter. Or you can just take one card. Sometimes I use my cards for myself, but as you know, it's really hard to read for ourselves. I think it's because of the energy that's in the cards. And sometimes I can't even read for a really close friend because I want such good things for them that I could see a card that maybe, like a spade, is like a removal card or a cutting away. And, you know, that would relate to, like, Uranus, you know, parting. And I don't really like to, I like to change it and say, well, you know, this might change for you, but something good is going to come right behind it, because whenever there is a void, as you know, something rushes to fill it.
So I
kind of do that, you know, but it's real hard reading for people that I care about. I have trouble with that.
My theory is that if a doctor cannot operate on himself, a reader cannot truly read for themselves.
That's exactly right. They really can't. Even astrology. You know, you and I talk about it, and I mean, I can look at something and, oh, no, I gotta ask JC about this one because I don't see it objectively. I really don't. It's funny, isn't it, how we do things?
No, I look at my chart, I look at the transits, and it's a blank page. So, yes, I understand completely. But you said you get timing, and I know for a fact, because I have had readings where the reader will say to me, I'm sorry, JC, I have this, and this happening. I see it coming. It's going to be within the next 3 months, 6 months, but I can't give you timing on it. And I know for a fact, StarsCast, that you can get timing. How do you do that?
Yes. What I do is, like, I ask the client to focus on their question. Like, some, for example, it would be, I'm waiting to hear about, you know, resume that I put in. When am I going to get my interview?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, of course, right away, we look to the clubs because that's business, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking for either a phone call. Usually it would be a phone call to set up the interview. I guess it's possible it could be an email. It still would be the third house. And I shuffle the cards and I ask them to tell me when to stop. You know, they'll say stop, and then I lay out the cards. I divide them in three piles with my left hand to the left, and I look for three of clubs, three of spades, three of diamonds, anything with a three, and see what's before it and what's after it. And, you know, for example, you know, you can say I did three piles, and I turned them over, and the three of clubs was right on the top. Well, the call is imminent. It's going to be, it's right on the cut. So that means I would have to say within a day or the week, you will get that important phone call on your interview, if that's what the client was asking about. It can be the same, you know, it can be the same thing with if they want to know success on a business. Of course, like I said before, you look for the ace of diamonds. But if you're looking for, like, if it's an online business, like I try to do for mine, and oh, goodness, I can't do that at all. you know, you would look for the ace of diamonds. Traffic business would be also a two of diamonds, because that would be money coming to the site. And if there's money coming to the site, that means there's traffic. So when I do the cut in three piles, it will tell me timing. And if it's not on the cut, then I spread them out, each one. I look and see, say, for example, business news. Okay, where is my three of clubs? Where is my three of clubs? Maybe it's seven cards in. I don't know, but it's going to be in one of those piles, and that will tell me the timing of it all. But really, you have to get a feeling about the timing. You can be general, but you can also be almost accurate with it. It does work.
Wow,
it does work. Yeah, and trips. You know, that would be nine of clubs, nine of hearts, nine of spades, because the ninth house is long distance trips, right?
Right.
So you see, there's a lot of things. But you have to look at the surrounding cards, too. But timing is unique. Not everybody can do timing with regular playing cards. I agree.
Regular playing cards, tarot cards, any of them. As I said, I have been read by people who admit freely that they cannot get timing, and they are in awe. They admire someone who can get timing. So
right.
If any of them ask me, who's a good reader on timing, I will tell them, Stars Cast.
Yeah, and then, you know, too, you know, besides using the playing cards, I also will, if I can, run a natal chart, you know, but that's all with the houses. I really don't have to. I can just have my deck of cards there and, okay, what would you like to know? And I will determine then how many I should lay out. I don't have particular spreads. I just go by feelings. If it's a quick answer, maybe we only need to put out three cards. I don't know. Maybe I just need to make three decks with my left. I always do from the left. I learned that a long time ago, because that's where your heart is. And to the left means the future. And so that's why it always goes to the left for me when I divide the cards up.
Okay, one other thing I am curious about. If someone asks you, is there someone coming into my life, can you tell them a little bit about the person's physical attributes, a description of them from these regular playing cards?
Sure. You know, the face cards, the king, the jack, and the queen are all, you know, hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades. Well, if a lady was asking me, is there anybody new coming in my life, and I shuffled the cards, and she said, stop. I cut them to the left, doing three piles. Say at the top of one of the piles, there was a king of clubs. King of clubs is usually a dark male, an older male. Clubs would mean he'd be business-oriented. Maybe he would wear a three-piece suit. Definitely very intelligent. Could even be a teacher. So, you know, that's the clubs. That's the communicator. That's the one who's out in the business world more than likely. If it was a, for example, like a jack of hearts, well, that would be a good-looking younger guy. Perhaps even blonde, light brown hair, not real dark hair now, not real dark in the way his physical
like
looks. Yes, exactly, exactly. And, you know, he would be a loving guy, probably very handsome if it's a heart. Handsome to a lot of people, not just to the person that's asking the question. He would just
like
very
vegetarian.
Very good-looking, yeah, very, very good-looking. You know, a diamonds, a king of diamonds, well, still an older man, but one who's probably got a few dollars, who makes really good money. He, too, could have a business, but whatever he does, he's very successful at it. because the diamonds represents money in my cards.
Okay.
The spades, or a jack of diamonds, a young guy, so you can apply it either way. A jack of diamonds would be a younger man. Now, when I say younger, I mean you have to take into consideration the person that's asking the question. If she's 20-some years old, well, an older man could be 5 years older than her, 10
mm-hmm.
years older than her. And same thing with the jack. I mean, you know, that's a younger man, but like
a
I said, with the diamonds.
Younger would be younger, yeah.
Yes, would be younger than the person who's asking the question, or the querent, mm-hmm. as they call it. And, you know, the spades represent, well, the king of spades, to me, that is the older person or older than the client who may have had a lot of tough things happen to him, because that's a removal card to me. A spade is a removal. And so you have to kind of see what his life has been like. He may even hide some things from you. Secrets, because it's a dark card. It's a spade. I don't really like spades in my deck. That's my own. You always have to tell people something a little negative, but then you have to counteract it with something positive. And so then I would say, she'd say, oh, great, I've got this guy coming in my life who's older, who's got secrets. I said, however, yes, it will be presented to you, but that doesn't mean that you have to move forth with this gentleman. Toss him to the side, you know. It means to look carefully. Kick him to the curb. No, that's funny. It means just look into him a little bit more thoroughly. He is probably not what he appears to be.
Be a little more cautious. Don't just throw yourself at him.
Yeah, so the face cards can tell you physical attributes. It can tell you what they're about, whether they're making money, not making money. And even a spade, like a king of spades or a jack of spades, could mean they're in between jobs.
Ooh.
The one thing you want is somebody to have diamonds in there around them, because that means they're making money, they're successful, they're doing well. They might, I don't mean that they're millionaires, but they're doing okay for themselves, and they will be able to treat you in a way that you would like to be treated.
Yes.
Gee, yes. I could write a book on this.
Yeah, you should. You really should. But does it also speak to what's in their heart when you look at the different suits? I mean, I know you're saying that the one king has secrets, the other king is a successful business person. You know, there's money with another one. There's all heart with the fourth. But can you tell that?
Yes. Well, what you do is you look at the card behind it.
Ah.
The card behind it will also tell you a little bit more about that male person. So
okay.
Perhaps, say, there's a five of hearts behind the king of spades. This man is very loving and very kind and very gentle. He may have had a lot of bumps in the road, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a good heart.
Okay.
Because the five, as you know, the fifth house is affection, love, romance. He could be a very romantic man.
He could also be a gambler.
I mean, so there are. You just look at the cards, because you always start with three piles, whether
mm-hmm.
you're doing a layout. I don't ever just say to someone, okay, I'm shuffling the cards, let me lay them out. I always do three piles to the left, and then I take each pile to see what's behind the cards, and I put those out. And then if I, like for the king, let's say it was a king of spades, then the next
mm-hmm.
card was a five of hearts. That would go on top. And then whatever would go on top of that. And then I could say, oh, looks like he's going to have an offer for a job here. It's going to be a really good one, because he's got a three of diamonds sitting here.
So each successive card is a modifier.
Exactly. That's a nice way of putting it, yes. Tells you a little bit more. It's actually a story. You know, and it's the same thing with reading tarot cards. I mean, the pictures on tarot cards are supposed to tell you what they mean. You're supposed to get something from them, but you know what's really funny is I can look at them until the sky falls, and I am not ever going to get that story in my head like I can with my cards.
I do understand what you're saying. Totally. And I'm beginning to think that each of us specializes in certain areas. It's almost like the medical profession or the legal profession, where they have a focus. There are auxiliary things that may come in because they relate to it, but you have that focus. And anything else that is on that same plane, that same level, is kind of either you can't pay attention to it or you look at what you're focused on and you say, yes, but how do I relate the two? And they just, in your head, they just don't go together.
No, it's you know, there are so many tarot cards, JC, that you would think I could find something that would appeal to me. And they're smaller now, of course. They still have the big ones, but they have the smaller ones. I mean, even angel cards, I look at them, okay, there's an angel there, okay. And it could say wisdom, okay, this angel is of wisdom. But it's not going to tell me anything for the client, not really.
No, I understand completely.
But I mean, there are some out there. I mean, we have some that do for the blog. We have angel card readings, we have runes, we have psi cards. And I'm going to be putting my cards there. You know, there are just so much talent out there, and many of them are on starpsychics.com. I have a great group, and they're so multifaceted. It's unreal. And they all use different decks, the ones that use cards.
No, I've spoken to some of them, and I've listened to them on Blog Talk, and, yeah, they are very, very, very multifaceted and multi-talented.
Yeah.
It's amazing. By the way, one of the things that you might want to consider, because it's the only way that I can look at tarot, I have found out that there are astrological associations to each of the tarot cards. And that's the only way, little by little, I'm creeping in there, starting to learn about them. But it's something to think about on your end. But you, again, as I say, you have this focus on cartomancy and just the regular playing deck. And you have channeled what each of the meanings are.
Right.
So that
I do have a deck of those cards with the signs, astrological signs. And as a matter of fact, somebody from U.S. Games sent them to me, the lady there. And and they also have interpretations, and I've looked at them and looked at them, and they still don't make any sense. So I always put them away, and I go back to my old trusty deck that's so worn, and you know, sometimes my son will come over, and I have to be careful because I have to put them away. I don't like anybody to touch them at all. So I always hide them if I know somebody's coming over. They're always in my bedroom. Beside on my little nightstand there, and that's where they sit. I don't keep them in a little bag. A lot of readers have little tarot bags. Or I do have a pretty blue that's on the site. You know, my indigo blue there, JC. Mm-hmm. I do have a bag like that, but I don't put them in there. I just like them to sit out. And
It's your energy that they have absorbed.
Oh yeah.
And
oh yeah.
If you let other people touch them, and I know tarot readers are the same way. Some readers will say, "Here, take the deck of cards, shuffle them, do what you will, get your energy on it, so that then I can read your energy." And there are other readers who refuse, absolutely refuse, to let a client touch the cards because it's the reader's energy and the reader's ability to channel the answers. And I can see that.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've had people come to me, and they. I have to make a decision as to whether I want them to cut the deck or not. Usually I don't let them touch it. If it's a close friend of mine, then I know it's okay, but most times I don't. I'll just say I'm going to shuffle the cards. Just tell me when to stop. Focus on your question. Tell me what the question is, and let's see what I get. And I divide them up, always to the left, like I said, because that's from your heart. So, it's a lot of energy, and I've learned over the years about energy, that how important it is, and it's important with those cards, because you're the one that's telling the story, so, and only you can tell the story, because it's all coming from you and from within, so... Oh, I love them. I've gone on vacation, believe it or not, JC, and I've taken them with me.
Oh,
I don't want to leave them at home. I'm afraid somebody's going to break in my house and take my cards. Is that hilarious or what?
It's understandable. Not that anybody's going to break in. However, an empty house, I have found, does set up its own energy. And while you're gone, it might be possible that there would be an energy change. You'd get home, pick up the cards, and say, "Ah, what's this?"
exactly.
So, yes,
or
I can understand it.
Yeah, or they're not telling me anything, you know, and that's the thing that, you know, I'm always concerned with, and so I am very careful with it. That's just what I do. I can't trust anything like that, and I take them with me, and then I put them in my little blue bag with a gold tassel on it, and I got it from somebody that made it for me many years ago when I first got on the Internet with a site, and I've kept it ever since, but I rarely use it. You know, I like them to be out in the open. And, you know, like if I walk into the bedroom, my cards are there, and they get a feeling from me. Oh, there she is.
But as I say, your energy is in your home.
Yes.
You are coming out with your own deck of playing cards. Would you care to expound on that?
Yes. I've always wanted to have my own. And then when I developed Star Psychics, the logo itself, I had a graphic man, Tony, my webmaster, contacted this gentleman, and he did the graphic for us so that it can be utilized anywhere. And I found this place, and it is called YourPlayingCards.com.
Okay.
And I talked to them, and what it was is most companies want you to do, you know, like $2,000 worth, pay $2,000 worth. And I mean, my goodness, who's going to do that? All I wanted was one deck so I could see it and I could have it. So I talked to one of the owners, and he said, we can do that, and it wasn't that expensive. I'm going to put them in my shop to see if anybody would like to purchase them. They will have Stars Psychics online advisors on the front of the card, and then it will be the regular playing card on the other side. I'm expecting them any day. I'm really excited. I will put them in the blog. You'll see the face of the card there. This owner, he sent me the PDF right away, you know, and he said, oh, I'm so excited for you. He says, I've never been this excited. I don't know why. And I said, well, I said, you know, you're helping somebody to create something. And he said it so that it was in line and everything. I said, well, I want to make sure this is right before I submit my order. And we did it while we're talking on the phone. He fixed it all up for me. And I'm so excited about them. So, yes, I will have my own deck of playing cards. But, gosh, you know what, JC? They're going to be all brand new, so you know I'm not going to like that too well. So I guess I'm going to have to be shuffling and shuffling and shuffling and throwing out and putting them out and touching them and getting the oils from my hands on them and my energy. I will cleanse them first because they're coming from some place, you know. So I will do something with them first. I haven't decided quite
what. And you never know
what
energies can get on them as they go from countertop to truck to delivery bag. And
exactly. And they're going to come in a nice acrylic case. So it'll have a lid, you know, a lid. It's not cardboard like when you buy cards. So it should be very nice. And I'm excited. I'm excited because I've always wanted this. And I just started looking one day and I thought, I got to do this. Natalie, you've got to do this. And I found them. And I was lucky. I talked to both owners. And I have their show. He said that he would really help me out in any way that he could. So, yes, they should be forthcoming, and I'll have it. I'm hoping in the next 4 or 5 days in the blog you'll see the cover of it. It's going to be beautiful. I'm sure it is. I'm just sure it is.
Well, the only thing I have
I've
to
enjoyed
say to
this.
You now.
Pardon me?
The only thing I have to say to you, it's my favorite saying. These things could become so popular. Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, you said that to me many times. thank you, Stars JC, for coming on and talking about how I use my cards for my readings.
Stars Cast, could you give...
Okay, this is Stars Cast live on the air. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I had fun. Can you tell that I had fun talking? I'm listening to myself and I'm thinking, oh, you don't sound too bad. You sound pretty good. But I hope everybody enjoyed the topic. This is exactly how I read my cards. I take private readings and I don't like to plug for myself because I have so many beautiful readers on my site. I believe there's 131 now, and I have two with me tonight, Stars Maya and Stars Nicole. both that will take your one question. I have a lot of callers tonight, so please keep it to one question only, and I'm going to connect right now with our first caller. Isabel, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Okay, I'm going to connect you with Stars Maya, and you can ask her your one question, okay? Hold on.
Okay.
Stars Maya, you're on the air with Star. With Stars. Well, she's a Stars, too. Everybody's a Stars. Well, you're on the air with Isabel.
Good evening, Isabel. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. And what is your question for me this evening?
My question is, what do you see in my love life, my near love, now?
Okay, and I know that StarsCast just let us know that we've got to keep it quick. The first thing my guys are telling me is it seems like you're trying to disconnect from a relationship that I feel there has been some up and down. It may not be a well-defined relationship, but there's someone that you keep, I feel like there's a lot of back and forth. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. My guides always show me the highest path and the highest good, Isabel, and I feel like part of your heart is hoping that this eventually is going to settle down and resolve and turn into the commitment and the relationship that you really want. You see the potential. I feel that you see this person, they have so much potential, but they're just not taking the actions or making the choices to make it happen. So what I see for you is a major crossroads where you're going to have to make a choice. And in a nutshell, what that choice is going to be is you can continue with this person in this kind of chaotic relationship, or you can decide that a relationship is more important than a person and release this and let go and move forward. If you choose to let go and move forward, I am shown that you are going to meet someone that's not just a soulmate, but that is a life partner and that is willing to put everything into the relationship similar or equal to you, instead of you being the giver and you having to sort things through and you having to make so many compromises. So I hope that helped. And for more details or an in-depth reading, be sure to visit starpsychics.com. You can ask or speak with me, Stars Maya, or you can speak with any of our experts. They're all wonderful. I appreciate your call this evening, and God bless you, Isabel.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Isabel, and come back and see us, okay?
Thank you very much, yes. Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to go to Stars Nicole, and she is going to take the next call, and I have such a long list, I have to go see. Okay, it's going to be Francine. Thank you, Stars Maya, I'll put you on hold. Francine, are you
hi.
There?
It's Francine. Yeah, I am. I was talking before.
Okay.
I heard the unmuted. Anyway,
yeah, that was
I
me.
Am.
Okay, hold on. I've got Stars Nicole. You can ask her your one question, okay?
Okay.
So hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Francine. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. are you okay?
Yep, go right ahead.
I have a situation at work where I am a girl tried to take some of my hours or one of my days, my regular days, they let her know, no, she's been there longer, but she's only a floater, so therefore, that's my regular day. But the supervisor is now kind of saying, she's been sending emails, we're going to try to get someone to cover Saturdays because the girl doesn't want Saturdays because she parties. She's a partier on Fridays, and the only thing opens are Fridays and Saturdays. So basically I'm getting a lot of, overtime right now. So is she just kind of saying that just because, is she going to be really looking for somebody else? Because I would think that they would have already had someone on Saturdays even before they hired me if that was the case. Or is she just telling me that just because she had to confront, because Susan, the supervisor, is very passive-aggressive, And mm-hmm. I think she kind of feels, you know, that she had to confront the situation, made her uncomfortable, so she feels that she has to say she's going to do that, just so
yeah.
she can.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your question, first of all. And secondly, when I connect and tune into the situation, my strong sense and impression is that you're absolutely correct in that. My sense around this job, your career, and what you're doing, the big lesson I sense and feel for you to learn in the physical world, and I think this is something that you're learning, which is why you're being confronted with this passive-aggressive energy, is to be very clear and very direct and have no ambiguity. So it seems to me that actually this is an opportunity for you to kind of speak up and be clear about, like, what your needs are and what your desires are and wants are. And my sense and feeling is that these sorts of people are coming into your life so that you can stand in your power and say, this is what I need, this is what I want, and I need you to be clear with me. But to answer your question, I absolutely agree. And also, you're quite intuitive, so you sense that already. You're picking up and sensing and feeling the energy
of
others.
I'm aware. I just was, I wanted the validation on this because I know that my emotions are involved. And when I get my emotions involved is when I, you know, I just wanted to make sure that she wasn't capable of, you know, that I was going to be able to maintain my overtime and she's not really
mm-hmm.
going to get somebody on Saturdays, but she's trying to make it look good so that way doesn't make it look like, you know, she's for Kristen, you know, that, oh, well, Francine could do Saturdays and I could have gave you her the Sundays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of wanted to make sure she was going to basically be able to cut my overtime on that still Saturday, because I picked up the Saturdays that they didn't have a nurse for, and Kristen didn't work because she was partying.
Right. Well, my sense is that I don't get the impression overtime is going to be cut, but what I get from Spirit is that the big lesson you're learning is that you can stand on your own two feet. You understand?
Right.
So this is why the fear of money and the fear of having enough is coming through. So my sense and feeling is the next step is to be clear about what she wants and where she's going. I sense and feel it would be a great idea to sit down and have a talk with her. It doesn't have to be in a combative or forceful way, but to get everything out on the table, let her know what your dreams and goals are and how you want to evolve with the company. This will also help you to step into your power and be more assertive. So my
well, I don't want to evolve with the company. I just want
right.
this in the meantime to open my cosmetic business.
Mm-hmm.
Just
mm-hmm.
I just don't want in the meantime my overtime, because that's what I'm headed, is to get enough money to get out.
mm-hmm. My sense and feeling is that it won't be cut. So to answer your question, that's a yes on that. But do
okay.
keep in mind that the big lesson that Spirit is teaching you is you can stand on your own two feet. And so these ups and these downs and these challenges are what you will encounter when you go into business for yourself. You will do it, but this is sort of a testing period for you to step into that power and know you can do it. So that's why you're feeling this push-pull. And so do keep in mind you may continue to feel that as you move out on your own, because the lesson to learn is I can do it. Okay?
Oh, wonderful.
So I want to
thank
you so much. You're very
thank
welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for the reading tonight. I've got a lot of callers, so if it takes me a while to get back on the air, I'm grabbing all these calls. Just think of Lily Tomlin putting in the little thing in the switchboard back and forth. That's what I'm doing. Anyways, we have our next caller, and it's going to be Lisa. Thank you, Stars Nicole. I'm going to put you on hold. Stars Maya, are you ready for the next caller?
I am.
Okay, it's going to be Lisa. Let me connect you.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello?
You've got Stars Maya. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing well this evening. Thank you. And thanks for joining us this evening. And what is your question for me today?
Okay, I met someone at a meetup a couple weeks ago, and he seems interested. I mean, I just wondered if you think, you know, he's very interested, and if there's a potential for a good relationship there, you know, if he'd be good for me, kind of looking for a different type of relationship than I've had in the past.
Okay, so it broke up a little bit in the beginning. So, Lisa, what you said is you met someone a few weeks ago, and you want to know what the potential for this relationship is. Did I understand you correctly?
Yeah, if he's interested. He seems to be. Like, do you think he'd be asking me out, and what the potential would be to be involved with him?
Okay, and would you mind giving me his first name?
My first name or his?
His.
Dan.
Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I probably should have said, I for some reason, I don't know why Dan came to mind. You know.
You mean it came to mind before I said it?
Yeah, I should have said it, but I didn't. So that's my mistake.
Oh, that's weird. That's really weird,
yeah.
You know?
I know, because I don't usually come up with names. It's not something that happens to me very frequently. That being said, I do feel like there's a strong connection. And I do feel that there's a potential here for this to be a long-term relationship and for it to be a good, healthy, long-term relationship, not one of these bumpy road situations. Now, what I do get from Dan, I feel that he's a good person. I feel like he has a good level of maturity and understanding of relationships. He is a little bit cautious. And I do feel that he has had some negative experiences with love before, which a lot of us have. I don't feel his energy to be bitter or resentful, or I don't feel that he's extremely fearful. I just feel that if Lisa, if you want this to work out with Dan, which from what I'm getting from my guides, this is definitely a possibility. I feel there's really some good potential here. What you need to do is just be willing to kind of go with the flow and let things unfold. You are in kind of a phase in your life right now where you're very determined, you know what you want, and you want to go after it. But when it comes to Dan, you're going to have to approach that a little bit differently. I feel that he is pursuing you well, but he may not be making all the gestures that you feel like he should. Try not to judge all those little things and, you know, does that make sense to you, what I'm saying?
Yeah, like he wrote me a note, like, this morning after seeing me last night, that it was great to see you and I hope to see you again soon. So I just wrote back tonight, it was nice to see you too and hope to see you again soon. So I'm not at all pursuing him. I just get the sense that it might take him like a couple more times, but then he'd probably ask me out. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I'm picking up. So what my guides are suggesting, because this feels like a really good, solid person, and it feels like it would be a great match and good potential for both of you, don't get discouraged. He may not be the type that's going to call you and want to see you every day. But you know what? In a way, that's good, because things that go slow tend to last longer and tend to be built on a more solid foundation. So just because he doesn't follow this, you know, ideal of what we think, you know, the man is supposed to call us every day and say, you know, I fell in love with you the first time I saw you. You know, it doesn't always work like that. Dan is a very stable, consistent person, and he means what he says, and he says what he means, and he takes his time, and that's his way of being sure and self-protecting, and it's also good for you because it helps you with patience and knowing, you know, that something good doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, we don't have to be gratified immediately for something to be good. So I have a really good feeling about this. I feel like if you just stay and kind of follow his lead, and, you know, your response was absolutely perfect to his note, and just follow his lead and go along at his pace, I feel like this could really blossom into something very, very special. And I really do wish you the best with that, Lisa. God bless you, and I thank you so much for your call tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa, for calling in. Please visit us at starpsychics.com, and I'm so glad you could be with us tonight. And you can stay and enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay.
Thank you, Stars Maya. Great job. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to connect the next two, okay?
Okay.
Antoinetta, are you there?
I am. Hello. Thank you for taking my
yes,
call.
Okay. Yes, okay. I'm going to connect you with Stars Alexina. Hold on.
Right there.
Hello.
There you go, Stars Alexina. Go ahead. You have Antoinetta on the line.
Hello, Antoinetta. What a beautiful name. What can I do for you tonight?
I'm here.
Okay.
Is a time frame a good question to ask you, or is that not a good question to ask you?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the first thing. What was it that you wanted to ask?
I wanted to ask a time frame question.
Okay.
Is that a good question to ask you, or are you not real strong with time frame?
No, I'm pretty good with time frames. So anytime you
okay.
want to ask.
So basically, my question to you would be, I want to know, or I would like to know from Spirit, when is Daniel going to approach me and say he wants to start living with me in my home?
And get married. Okay. The first thing I pick up, it would be this summer. So I would say by the end of July, almost at the end of July to maybe beginning of August. But I definitely see the two of you living together in a home, and it's actually going to be, you're going to be actually very happy. Have the two of you been broken up before in the past and then back together?
Actually, yes. We started dating last June, and then we kind of separated like in November, December, and then we had a 5-month break, and then we just got back together April 26th, and we've been seeing each other on a physical level, but he has not made a commitment to me yet. He's just coming over and seeing me.
He's kind of still up in the air. Like with him, I just kind of feel he's more scattered regarding commitment and relationships, future commitment. But I do feel this year, and your attitude also has to change the way you're kind of talking with him and the rules that you're setting, okay, and what you want from him in life. But I definitely see that it will be happening this summer. So by the end of July, his attitude is totally changed. But you definitely see the two of you living together and actually enjoying living together. So he's got no excuse, really. I think it's more in his head than anything else. He does care
for
you very much.
Right. And I actually, it's funny that you said that. Last night, one of his friends on Facebook, who I don't know, I never even met, actually had made some remarks and knew some stuff about me that I didn't even know. So Daniel must be telling some of his close buddies, you know, that me and him are together or something, because I don't know this Joe guy that was posting stuff about, you know, well, Daniel said, you know, what are you doing tonight, Tonette, and this and that. And I was like, wait a minute, how does Joe even know I'm connected with Daniel?
Yeah, he talks about you to his friends. But he definitely cares very much for you. I think he loves you more than you think that you know that he does. Or he has expressed. I don't think he expressed this as to how much he does care and love you. So
yes,
just be patient with him.
He has not told me at all that he has loved me or nothing yet.
He does. He will. So just be patient another month or so. Next month. The July is a really good month for you, for the two of you.
Thank you, Antoinetta. I have a lot of callers. Come back and see us, and do go to starpsychics.com for an in-depth reading.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Alexina. I'm going to put you on hold. I've got another caller, and I'm going to give that one to Stars Maya. Okay, Sarah Meyer, are you ready for the next caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, it's going to be, let's see if I lost Lisa. Nope, Lisa's still on. Hold on.
I already talked to Elisa. Is this a different one?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Elisa. You're live on the air with the Stars Maya. Yes, this is a different Lisa, Stars Maya.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
Yes, hi,
Lisa.
Stars
Maya. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And how can I help you this evening?
Yes, I wanted to know when you see my finances improving.
Okay.
Or if there's anything you pick up, I'm open to hearing, you know, anything you get. So it's...
Yeah, you've had to do a lot of juggling is what I get. And I also get there's been some loss and some sacrifices. And it seems like currently I'm picking up, it's kind of, okay, do I pay this or do I pay that? How do I get from here to there? And so I'm sorry it's been such a rough time for you, Lisa, because I do feel that it has been. What my guides are telling me is, I wish I could tell you you're going to win the lottery tomorrow, but that's not going to happen. But I do see that you're going to recover from this. And I feel like a very significant month financially for you is going to be August. August seems to be where you really start to recover from all this and things get much easier. I feel ropes around me. And August, I feel those ropes coming apart and loosening up. And then from there, I feel like things are going to go even better so that you're not going to be strapped financially and you're going to have a lot more money. For some reason, I keep getting that there's something pending that you know about that's been pending for a while that's a good amount of money. I mean, not anything like not hundreds of thousands. But it might be a bonus or something that I get that seems like it comes in a lump sum. Is there
actually, that's my inheritance.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, that is really going to, obviously, that's gonna change things for you, definitely.
Do you see when the lawyer's going to make the distribution to us?
Well, with my guide showing me as August being a significant month, I'm going to say that I get a two around this. So I feel like the disbursements may come in twofold. It may be broken up into two parts. Why that is, I'm not really sure. But I definitely feel you're going to get some of that at least, if not all, in August.
Yeah, well, it's held in a trust, so I won't get all the money, but... What will happen is I have to ask, you know, like if I need something, I have to apply for it through the trust.
Oh, okay,
like
you have to, like, apply and you know, prove that you need it. Well, I definitely feel I definitely feel that you can do that in August and you can get that money, and then that's probably why I felt even after that things would even get better because maybe a second or third application, however that it works, you know, I can't give legal advice, but I definitely, Lisa, I do feel starting in August and then from August forward, your financial burdens are going to be eased up. And, you know, again, I get the sense of freedom and, you know, much better financial outlook, much better financial picture. You're not going to be squeezed. You're not going to be worrying all the time. So, you know, just hang on till then. You can make it till then. And from point forward, things look really, really good for you. Very, very promising financially.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much for calling, and God bless you.
Thank you, Natalie.
Thank you, Lisa. Come back and see us, okay, and go to starpsychics.com for an in-depth reading.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you, Stars Maya. Another great job. I'm going to put you on hold because I'm going to get Stars Nicole on with our next caller. Okay, Stars
Hello.
Nicole, are you ready for the next caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hold on. Her name is Mary. Go ahead, Mary. You're on with Stars Nicole. You can ask her your question.
Hi, Stars. I have a similar situation regarding finances in home, and it's been kind of a struggle for me for a long time. I'm wondering when you see things getting more stable and what direction I'll be headed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for asking the question. Here's what I sense and feel around it. Oftentimes when I do readings for people, I will see colors around you, which is your aura. So very briefly, I want to explain what I'm seeing around you. I'm seeing a lot of yellow energy and a lot of green. Yellow is about independence, okay? And the green is connected with your heart energy. So the big thing that Spirit is showing is that in the past, there has been a tendency to give and overgive to the point of exhaustion with other people. This is financial. This is emotional. This is spiritual. This is even mental.
Yes.
So when I connect and tune in for you, the big thing that I sense you need to do, specifically connected with your finances, is look at how you're spending and what is serving you as you spend and what is not. Meaning, like, if there's something that you're spending and you feel good and you feel like it supports you, that's where you give your money. If there are things, people, hobbies, if there's anything that's not feeding you, now what I'm getting from Spirit is you need to kind of stop and disconnect from that. But in terms of things like things coming together, I connect more with the fall of this year. I keep seeing September, October, November, September, October, November. So what that tells me is use this summer to really cut away what you don't need. This would be
okay.
A relationship. This would be thought processes.
It's my home that I'm spending the money on to keep my home. I mean, there's no room for luxuries, hobbies, people, nothing. No.
Yes. May I stop you for just a moment? Because what's coming through from Spirit is when they're talking about this, they're not just talking literally. They're also talking about your thoughts and your emotions and what you're giving your energy to. Because oftentimes when the thoughts and the emotions and the energy are focused on worry, we can tend to manifest that worry in our physical world. So even though, you know, you may be cutting down on what you're spending, if you keep saying to yourself, gosh, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, you're going to see that in your physical life. So what I get from Spirit for you is that I do sense and feel, it feels, to me, it connects more with the fall of this year. I actually see financially things smoothing out. When I connect with your home, I see a couple of different options for you. Now, this pops up, so perhaps you've thought about this already, maybe you haven't, but Spirit is showing perhaps considering something connected with maybe renting a room or renting space. This feels practical, but also spiritual.
I thought about it, but I found out that where I live in a condo, it's not allowed.
Well, my sense and feeling with this on Spirit is this is what I'm sensing and feeling. Ultimately, you know, with the condo association, you do what you have to do. But what I strongly sense and feel is that I sense and feel that this information came up possibly because that is an option for you. So that is one thing to look into on a practical sense. But what I get in sense...
I questioned that. They said somebody falsely reported I had a tenant, but we're not allowed to have any rent any room.
Understood. Okay. So this is the final thing that is coming through. When I connect with the time frame, I'm connecting more with the month of September in terms of things coming together. And what I sense right now is this is kind of a chop wood, carry water type of period in your life where the needs are met, everything else is not. And what I sense is that this is more a spiritual awakening for you and you're going through this process. It's not always easy. It doesn't always feel good. But the big thing that they're showing is that this is connected with a thought process and the energy you're putting into your thoughts and where you're directing them. Because I notice as I'm giving you the reading, many of the things that are coming up are what you think can't happen or won't happen. And so while I understand in a very logical way why you're saying this, what Spirit is showing is that on some level they've been giving you opportunities and ideas, but your logical mind is saying that can't be. So my sense is I would, after we get off this phone call, I would get a pad and paper, I would pray, surround yourself with the white light of the Holy Spirit, and I, for you, would just say out loud, God, Creator, what do I need to know about earning extra income? Tell me what I need to know.
And listen to the first thing
that comes into your mind, because the guide energy around you is actually telling me that they've been giving you suggestions, but something in the physical world, you've been kind of discounting it. So you are going to get through this. You know, physically we can't always see it, but spiritually and emotionally we will. We will get there. So they say, sit down. First thing that comes to your mind, write it down. Second thing, then ask Creator, okay, how can I make this reality? And I need a clear way. And what I'm being shown from Spirit is if you continue to do that and follow through with the action and behavior, and mind you, you don't have to tell other people what you're doing. Only surround yourself with people that are going to support what you're trying to do. So everybody doesn't need to know this. But this is between you, Creator, and your guides. My sense and feeling is as you begin to do that, opportunities will come. And the money seems to be slow, right? Because when I connect to tune in, I feel energies of like a part-time job that comes through, you know, and there seems to be some of it, an administrative energy around that. So I would certainly look in arenas and see where you can do that administrative work because that comes through. And then, you know, I see these small things, but small increments that get you to something big. But I do sense that by the month of September, things seem to come together nicely, provided that you put that energy and attention in now. And the final thing that Spirit is saying is, remember that you create your future, and you always land on your own 2 feet, and you're going to again. And so I want to thank you so much for your question, and I wish
you don't actually see a move, then you see that I'll be able to maintain what I have pretty much.
Eventually, I can feel that you will move. Because the house, remember what I was saying about things you need to let go of?
Uh-huh.
See? There's
right.
Because right now the home is a sense of security, but it also feels a little bit like an albatross around your neck. And part of that is because, you know, on a physical level, there's the comfort. But on the spiritual and emotional level, Spirit is saying, we're going to trim away. So my sense and feeling is that in time, when you are emotionally and spiritually ready, you will let go of the home. My sense is that time isn't right now because right now your spirit is saying, I don't want it. So my feeling is take some of those suggestions, what was coming through from Spirit, apply that. And then as you move into 2014, begin to look at options for potentially selling the home, potentially renting out if at all possible. See what is available in that arena. But I would begin first with the part-time work, the part-time energy, and also the thought process as well. I highly recommend anything you can read by Abraham Hicks. Anything you can read by Abraham Hicks, you can look them up on the web. They're great at the law of attraction.
Read him at some point. He channels, right?
Absolutely.
He has channeling.
Yes, and I highly recommend that work for you. I think
I hate
you
to interrupt
this,
but I have lots of callers here. So thank you, Mary, so much. You can also reach Stars Nicole at starspsychics.com for a more in-depth reading. And please come back and see us, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Stars Nicole. Hold on, I've got more callers.
Okay.
Stars Alexina, are you ready for the caller? And I want to let everybody know that we will take the rest of the calls. There's only a couple after this, but we will get to them even though we're running past 8 o'clock. And I'm going to connect you now with Deborah.
Okay.
Hello,
Deborah, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you can talk to Stars Alexina and give her your one question.
Hi, Deborah, how are you?
Hi, Stars. What do my spirit guides want me to be aware of that I need to know about the spiritual path that I'm on?
Okay. The first thing I'm picking up is that your main path is to understand your emotions and the emotions of others and their workings, okay? The main thing for you to take is also a spiritual understanding of your body. I also see that at times you definitely need to take more breaks or rests, and I definitely want you to actually consult a doctor this year just for a regular checkup and also the dentist. But you definitely have to take care of your body, I think, more because I think your immune system wears down itself a lot as you stress out. So just you need to read or study and learn. We're always evolving every day, every year, and about the universe and about ourselves. And do you like to study? You need to read. This is the thing. And the more you read, the more understanding of the spiritual world you're going to have.
Okay.
But I think it's more to do with understanding other people's emotions than your own. So the psychology of emotions and their interactings.
Okay.
Okay. And your financial outlook this year is very good. So try to keep an open mind about that. So things coming up after all.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about June 30th.
June 30th? How about the finances?
Yes.
Yeah, it will work out. So be patient, okay? After June, July is a really good month. So your financial outlook is going to really turn around. So you're just kind of waiting at this period in life. But it will be a positive outcome. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. Take care. Okay.
Thank you, Deborah. Come back and see us. And you can also visit, I guess Deborah dropped, but I want to let everybody know they can always go to starpsychics.com and get an in-depth reading. Thank you, Alexina. I'm going to put you on hold right now. Stars Maya, are you ready for your last caller today?
Yes, I am.
Okay, her name is Cindy, and I'm going to go to her right now for you. Cindy, you're on with Stars Maya. You can ask her your question.
Okay, great. Wonderful readings. I've enjoyed your show.
Good, thank you.
I've really enjoyed the way you've answered the questions. My question for you is, I recently put my home on the market for sale and just wondered if it was going to sell quickly without any hitches.
Well, what area are you in the U.S.? Are you in the U.S.? I'm assuming
yes,
you are.
Yes, I am. I'm in the state of Maine.
Okay, so you're north of me. That's what I was getting is north. I just quickly can be subjective. What my guides are telling me is that we all know that, you know, we've got a soft market, hard market, however you want to term it. I don't see that you're going to have a difficult time. I'm getting a 3, so don't get discouraged because I feel like there's going to be 2 contracts that are going to fall through, but they're going to fall through very, very quickly, so you're not going to be strung along. And I get a 3 around selling, so I feel like right around 3-month period of time you're going to sell. My guides are also saying to be realistic in your expectations. You know, we all want, of course, humans, we're motivated to get as much as we can. That's just how we are. But try to balance out how important it is, you know, for you. You know, are you willing to get a better price and wait 6 months to a year? Or would it work out better? Because the feeling I'm getting is there's something negative and you need to move forward in the home. And when I say negative, I don't mean paranormal negative. I just mean that I'm getting some not so good associations with your home. So my guides are showing me that for you to move forward and reach your potential and explore new options and new opportunities, your best interest is to get let go of the home and sell it as quick as possible. So keep that in mind with asking price. I don't feel, you know, that the 3 came up a couple different times. So the third person that makes an offer or puts something in paper, that is going to go through, and it is going to sell pretty quick. To me, right around 3 months, maybe 4 at the very most. To me, in today's market, that's pretty quick. Would you agree with that, Cindy?
Well, yes, and I think the negativity you're picking up is I've got a neighbor who's has a building under easement on my property, and he's refused. He built another structure that wasn't on his property, and I'm having to deal with him.
And that,
you know, I'm having to take him to court to get him off my property.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's what the negativity is.
Yeah, it is. And the problem is going to be, even if you were to win in court, let's say that you were successful and you win and he has to remove or dismantle or whatever, the energy there has changed now, and I just don't feel like it's going to change back for you, Cindy. And I just get all these really good vibrations and all these really good opportunities for moving forward. So even, you know, from what my guides are showing me, it's almost as though
this needed to happen to give you that extra push and reason to move forward, because this to me is definitely a positive step forward. And once you have made this change, you'll look back and I feel like you'll say, you know what, I should have done it sooner. And yes, your neighbors, definitely there's negative energy there, not a good person. And don't let it, you're losing sleep over it, and don't.
Okay.
So what you have to
do. I understand.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I've bought a condo in another town, and I'm ready, definitely ready to move forward and would like to, and your advice is very good, or
yes.
your perception of things. You put things in perception for me.
thank you. And so just continue. You know, sometimes we do live in the real world. You know, our guides live in a different world. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to meet in the middle with them. And it can be really difficult when you're going through a stressful situation like you have with your neighbor to be all, you know, skippity-doo-dah. But just don't lose
right.
sleep. You know, that's the motto that I'm getting, and that's what I want to share with you. Don't lose sleep over it. You know, you're right, he's wrong, they're wrong. But don't lose sleep over it. Don't stress about it. Don't waste your energy on it. Start just manifesting yourself in the condo and that the house is going to sell. And the first couple contracts, when they fall through quickly, don't panic or worry. Remember what I told you and
yes.
just rely on that. And I so appreciate your call, Cindy, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You
thank
are
you, Cindy, for coming on board, and you can always get an in-depth reading from Stars Maya at starspsychics.com, and you can always come back and see us.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we've got our last caller here, and so I'm going to connect Stars Nicole, but I'd also like to thank Stars Maya tonight and Stars Alexina tonight, my three wonderful readers, and Nicole, of course, will do the last reading. I don't often get to thank them on the air, but wonderful readings tonight. I'm sitting here, and I'm so happy with what I'm doing. It's so much fun. So everybody, please come back and see us. And now, Stars Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we've got our last caller. And Stars Maya, I will talk to you. Thank you again, and I love you very much. Okay, Lisa Ray, you're live on the air with Stars Nicole.
Hello.
Hi, Lisa Ray. It's a pleasure to connect with you. How can I help you?
I have a question about love. I met a wonderful gentleman on my birthday. He was my birthday wish, actually. And, you know, we're going... you know, we're expanding our relationship, and I'd like to know if you can tell me what you see for this for us.
Okay. May I have his name, please?
His name is David.
David. Okay. So when I connect and tune into the relationship, this is immediately what I sense. And if you've listened to some of the broadcasts, you may have heard that oftentimes I will sense or feel colors surround people, which is actually your aura. It's your spirit in color, if you will. When I connect and tune into you, when you ask me about the relationship, the major thing that I see again and again flashing is the color blue. So my sense around it is that at this stage in the game, it's all about fun, it's all about freedom, and it's all about communication. And my feeling around it is to really go with the flow on this one. I know that's the challenge because you want to be safe, you want to know that everything is going to be okay, you know, and things are going to go smoothly. My sense of feeling around the relationship is that, for the most part, I sense and feel that it will. I just keep getting the sense and impression that communication is the biggest thing. I feel like every step of the way, you need to know where you stand, and he needs to know where he stands. I feel like there needs to be no confusion. So don't leave anything to chance or anything to, well, I thought you knew this or I thought you understood this. Because I keep seeing on some level, you guys might actually communicate differently. So he may show you how he feels as opposed to saying it. You understand?
Yes,
and you may say how you feel as opposed to showing it. And, you know, so if the communication isn't there, it's like, well, wait a minute, why isn't he, but his way of communicating love or caring or affection is a little different than yours. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, I do. His level of commitment long term?
Here's what I sense around it, okay? My feeling is this relationship has more of a fun energy to it as to a super long-term energy. I feel more fun. I feel more getting your feet wet. And the reason I say this is because when I connect and tune into you, I actually pulled a card for you. And the card that I pulled was the ghost. And the ghost card is all about our past and releasing what no longer serves us. I think this relationship is an opportunity for you to heal. To me, it feels like it's an opportunity for you to do in this relationship what you didn't necessarily get to do in others, which is to communicate, be clear, have fun, and enjoy. So what I get from Spirit is try not to think of it as an ending, but instead enjoy and move into the relationship and really have a good time. Because my sense is that that's actually what it's for you, is to enjoy and to have a good time with very little attachment to the outcome. And I know that's hard, trust me, because I go through the same thing. But that's what I'm getting. You know, enjoy this season of having fun and exploring, because it feels to me like that's what this relationship is about.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't want to but once again, that's not to say that a life partnership does not come in. I feel this person gets you ready for it. That's my impression. That's why I say enjoy it and have a ball. And I will say, too, I know sometimes it's hard because we look at a relationship like, okay, I want the marriage. I want this package. I want it to be this way. And what Spirit is saying is like your heart is opening up to the idea that a person could be a soulmate, not necessarily a life partner, which is quite challenging. But what I sense is that you've done absolutely nothing wrong. And in this point in this time, this is the right person for you right now. So enjoy this process. And I also sense anything from past relationships where there is hurt or any pain or confusion or worry, work through that in your quiet time by yourself. Really work through that and really release and kind of say out loud, Creator, I let go of all this stuff. Because you're moving into a new energy now. You're moving into a new energy. And I can see you being very clear where you stand. And I strongly sense and feel this relationship is helping you to get to that point.
Okay. So there was somebody else that I will be marrying that I had in my dream. It wasn't David.
Yeah, my sense around it is this is another partnership that's going to come later. I sense and feel that he is getting you ready. To me, he does not feel like the life partnership. But what I will say about it is this. Because at the end of the day, it is your life and it is your choices and you have to trust what you sense and feel. Go into meditation and go into prayer with this, but don't be attached to how it looks on the other side. Does that make sense? Because when we get attached to it, we begin to sort of shape and mold and shift it to our liking. Really say, Creator, what do I need to know in this moment about this relationship? Because what I sense and feel is, as it stands right now, it's working for you. So really be in this moment as much as you possibly can, because through it, you're learning that energy of unconditional love. You're learning that energy of companionship. And, you know, and that's a wonderful gift. You're giving it to him, but he's also giving it to you.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay. I will recommend a book for you. The book is Ask Your Guides by Sonia Choquette. Ask Your Guides. Been in print for many, many years. I highly recommend it because I think it's going to help you to do readings, more connect with yourself, and then also you can go into StarsCast as well and connect with some wonderful people there. But I feel just trusting yourself and honoring yourself, it feels to me, is the most important thing. I know it's hard, you know, when it comes to thinking about the future and wanting to know all the details, but what I get is it. You're exactly where you need to be right now, and this relationship is helping you to unfold and open your heart even more. So enjoy that process, okay?
And when do you see the next partner coming in?
You know, it's funny, but I'm not being given a time frame on that, and I think that's because you need to be in the now. So I know it's hard,
okay.
But I will leave you with that. You need to be in the now and trust that everything's going to work out just fine, okay?
All right, thank you.
All
thank
right,
you,
I wish
Lisa
you the
Ray. Best. Come and see us at starpsychics.com. I have such a variety. Thank you, ladies, again. I guess that's the end of our show. What an awesome job all of you did. Thank you. Are you there, Maya?
Yes, yes. It was It was my pleasure, as always, to be on the air with all the other wonderful experts. And I look forward to next
week, yes. Thank you, Stars Nicole. And I'm going to have you come back again, okay?
Wonderful. You're very welcome. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You did a great job. I had fun. Could you tell? I mean, I was having a good time here. I'm so used to it now. You know, when I first started, it was not fun. It was kind of scary. But now, you make a little mistake. You put somebody someplace or whatever. But now I got smart. I know how to do it. So
now
thank you, ladies. I'm an old hat at it now, huh, Maya?
You are. You're a happy little Miss Natalie Chatterbox.
There I am, Miss Natalie. That's what she calls me. I love it. Okay, I love you guys, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? I'm going to go have my dinner now.
Okay, go eat. Thanks.
Night.
Bye-bye.